Blog Talk Radio.
Now, get ready to own your career with meeting coach and master networking guru, Rod Colon, for his weekly summit for the CEO of Meet Inc. For the next 60 minutes, Rod will cover topics critical to managing your career as the CEO of Meet Inc.
Good evening! You're listening to Own Your Career Prime Time on Monday, April 21st, 2014. This is Rod Colon from Jackson, New Jersey on Blog Talk Radio, online at blogtalkradio.com/ownyourcareer. Looking forward to taking your calls at 347-857-3320. That's 347-857-3320. And as I tell many, the price is right on Monday nights, with a little bit of coaching, that's free. Producing our show tonight is Wanda Sharif Rodriguez, and appreciate your help, Wanda, behind the scenes. And tonight's theme is a good one: how to leverage at-will employment as the CEO of Me Inc. Well, so here I am last week giving a presentation about branding. And as I was speaking with the group, I said, you know, let me share with you, you know, why it's important to brand and to be the CEO of me. And I've been getting a couple of different variations of at-will employment documentation of an offer letter. So let me just back up just a little bit here, just to make sure that everyone is on the same page with me. When you receive an employment agreement, you typically have to acknowledge, sign off on the arrangement, either contractual work or work as an employee of an organization. Somewhere in those 2 to 15 pages of legalese is a specific area which is called at-will employment, right? And so that's what I want to refer to and talk to today, that specific area, those few words. And I'll share with you a couple of verbiage on a couple of different organizations and what they use. And the role here today in our episode today is not to get into the legals of what they can and can't do. That you're in good hands with a good labor attorney and an HR person to give you all the legalities around at will. And certainly when they talk about you can leave at any time and we can let you go at any time, there are certain provisions that, you know, you can't violate illegal, you know, discriminatory type things. So we're not going to get into any of that. It's simply from the CEO of me, which is I'm running my career as a business, and it's just what is the relationship between myself and my employer and where that check is coming from. So that's really the core piece for tonight is related to that relationship, that as we call vendor-client relationship, which is what Me Inc. is about, versus this aspect of employee-employer and what people perceive to be different things. And I say, work with individuals. They say to me the word loyalty. Loyalty. L-O-Y-A-L-T-Y. They have loyalty. The company has loyalty to them. They have loyalty to the company. And I said, all right, so, you know, let me check this out and go into our good old dictionary on what loyalty is. Well, loyalty is a noun. The state or quality of being loyal, faithfulness to commitments, obligations. 2, faithful adherence to a sovereign government, leader, or cause. An example or an instance of faithfulness, adherence, or the like. So Right, synonyms, fealty, devotion, constancy, loyalty, allegiance, fidelity, all imply or duty or devoted attachment. So this is all kind of what loyalty is. So when individuals say to me, oh, but Rod, what are they going to think? I'm like, I agree. I would prefer loyalty. I would prefer that in the documentation there is a honor between both sides and both parties, both compelling and you know, reciprocal and all in line, and we're all in, right? All in. But let me share with you three variations of at-will employment from three different organizations. Okay? This is number one. Company does not guarantee your employment or the terms of your employment for any specific period of time. Both you and company have the choice of ending your employment at any time for any reason, with or without notice and with or without cause. No oral representation shall supersede this offer letter or the terms of this at-will employment relationship. That's number one. Doesn't sound like loyalty to me. And that, we're not saying here that the organization's at fault, that there's something wrong. I'm just saying this is reality. This is the playing field. I'm not saying the organization is right or wrong. I'm not making any opinions here. I'm just like, let's get real. This is reality. It's a fine print that you don't want to read. Company number two. This offer is not intended to constitute a contract, nor does it guarantee employment for any specific period of time. If at any time, for any reason, you or company choose to terminate the employment arrangement, either party is free to do so. Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Number three, company three, at will employment, your employment with the company will be will basis, meaning that either you or the company may terminate your employment at any time for any reason or no reason without further obligation or liability. The company also reserves the right to modify or amend the terms of your employment at any time for any reason. This policy of at-will employment is the entire agreement as to the duration of your employment and may only be modified in an express written agreement signed by the CEO of the company. Right? So that's three variations of at-will. Doing a little research, at-will employment, U.S. labor laws, from contractual relationships in which an employee can be dismissed by an employer for any reason. This is without having to establish just cause for termination and without warning. When an employee is acknowledged as being hired at will, courts deny the employee any claims for loss resulting from this dismissal. The rule is justified by its proponents on the basis that an employee may be similarly entitled to leave his or her job without reason or warning. And there are volumes and volumes and volumes of information on this. So when we get to the CEO of me, it's simply just to kind of level set with the individual. First, let's take it from the individual who's been downsized. And here is the individual who is, I can't believe it. I spent all this time. I've been loyal to the organization. I can't believe they didn't inform me, or I didn't read the writing. And it's just, they're just so upset, so bitter. Takes a toll on their ego, their self-worth, their skill sets. They're just not sure how good they are. You have lost your foundation. It's gone. But in all honesty, it's just, you had a rule book that you were playing by that was the wrong rule book. The guidelines, the framework, the process that you've been involved with is just wrong one. And don't blame yourself for not knowing the rules. It's okay. Don't beat yourself up. There's so many who I coach who are just weeks and months in this morass because they believe they have failed. Although they'll never say it, everything, you could see it, smell it, if they're thinking failure. And I'm like, there's no failure inside you at all. It's just the game you were playing, they gave you different rules, or you looked at different rules. So if we look at it that from this perspective of at will, you kind of realize, all right, it's not that I messed up or whatever. It's simply that they needed to do what was in the best interest of their organization, and they have the right to execute at-will employment rule based on what was agreed to on both parties. Well, I spend quite a bit of time with our college students on this specific area, so that I want them to know this ahead of time, that you're not going into some love fest. We're not going to find a soulmate. What we're finding is simply a client and you're a vendor providing a service, understanding the at-will rule. You can leave at any time, and they can let you go at any time, and that's just cool. How you keep the relationship going is making sure it's of value. Are you bringing value to the table, and are they bringing value to the table? And the most important thing for me as we move into Me, Inc. mindset is that if you're truly running Me, Inc. properly, you're not being terminated. You're terminating the agreement, which is your right. And that requires a fundamental paradigm shift, mindset shift, behavioral shift. Right? So we look at it that you're now working as a CEO of Me, Inc., representing a wonderful individual. And for those who don't believe that in the mirror there's a wonderful individual, we need to get you there as quickly as possible, because what business owner doesn't truly appreciate and see the value of the services that their organization provides? And you need to see it that way. But, Rod, I've never looked at myself that way. I understand, and that's the 20th century, but we're now in the 21st century where we need to compete and look at things just differently. And the best way to do that is to own your career, be the CEO of Me. You're listening to Own Your Career. This is Rod Colon from Jackson, New Jersey on Blog Talk Radio. That's online at blogtalkradio.com/ownyourcareer. We're taking your calls at 347-857-3320. That's 347-857-3320. Tonight's theme is how to leverage at-will employment as a CEO of Me, Inc. But let's take a look at the quality of work by those who have the Me, Inc. mindset. So employers and corporations shouldn't fear what we're sharing. They should be delighted. Let me tell you why. As a Me, Inc. business owner providing a service to the client, that's the first thing right there. They're my client. They get the red carpet treatment. My manager is my client. The team that I support are my clients. I'm providing a service. I'm listening to the politics. I'm much more in understanding what's best interest of the organization and myself and what I'm looking to do. I am consistently speaking with my manager and management that I am bringing quality service to the organization. That means I am regularly checking in with my manager to make sure Am I providing value? Am I exceeding their expectations? Am I meeting, at a minimal, meeting their expectations? And it's a constant flow of information going back and forth, because when you're a vendor working on renewing a contract, that's what you do. When you're an athlete on a one-year contract, you're always working to provide value. Many of us, we fall into this, I would say kind of almost like a, not entitled per se and not socialized work, but we get into an attitude of, you know, it's okay, we're cool. I spoke with an individual, good friend of mine, that he retired and then started his own practice. He goes, Rod, wow. I said, what happened? I started my own business doing well, but I had no idea how much work there is, how much you have to do in running your own business. I feel bad for the days that, you know, I was all these years just, you know, doing good work, but that was it, good work. And they graded us, you know, as exceptional when, you know, there was some parts of the year I would coast. There were times I remember in the organization we'd say, look, there are times of the year that you know how to work it. You know the game. You work it hard right before review period. You push really hard, like beginning at the end of the year. Middle of the year, you could just coast a little bit. And we had jokes around that. So organizations are going to look at the Me, Inc. mindset and say, we need more individuals like this. But we need to take care of them. We need to value them if we want to keep them, because they are free agents. They can move. Because Me, Inc., business owners, will use the at-will clause as well. Rod, I like the steady check. I like to keep busy. I don't always want to be looking for the next job. I prefer not to network. I want to go home and take care of the kids and, you know, have some balance in my life and relax. I said, that's fine. That is your right as a business owner. You have the right to choose to do as much or as little as you wish. But understand that your competition is working it. And understand that companies, organizations are always looking for the best way, the most efficient way, the most, you know, effective and efficient way they could run their organization. That's their right to their shareholders or to the actual owners. And our right is to do the same for our board of directors. And what I love is that we now have a business-to-business relationship where I'm not intimidated, I don't fear, I'm not walking on eggshells. I'm providing a great service. Doesn't matter what level I'm at. And it's interesting. My son, he's been around me for a while, and he understands the methodology and the process. You know, many have said to him, his mindset and his thinking is certainly well beyond his years. So the thought of Me, Inc., from that perspective, is that he understands value. He understands to network. He understands what he brings to the table. But at no point does he realize that, well, at any point they could call his card and the numbers ended. He knows that. But for many, it's I'm looking for my next job so that I can retire from that job. Well, for many, that opportunity was wonderfully done in the 20th century. And there's a wonderful movie run by Michael Moore, probably one of his first ones. And some may like him, may not, on some of his radical stuff, so I'm not, you know, giving you a position on him personally or his views. But his first movie was about the company. And go ahead and just check it out. Rent it. It just gives you a better understanding and a better complexion, and not that I agree with everything in the movie, but it just kind of opens up your eyes. And we are business owners as well. Nothing wrong with that. When we come back, we're going to go into a little bit about Atwill as well, and certainly we'll take any questions that you have. Got a couple of emails that came in to me that I want to cover them as well as far as questions on your career. So if you listen to Own Your Career, this is Rod Colon on Blog Talk Radio, online on blogtalkradio.com/ownyourcareer. We'll be right back.
Your future customers are searching online for your product or service right now. What will they find? Will they find you? Chatterbuzz Media is an internet marketing agency that gets you noticed online. From mobile responsive websites to search engine optimization to social media to content marketing, we can help. Call Chatterbuzz Media at 321-236-BUZZ. That's 321-236-2899. Or visit us online at chatterbuzzmedia.com.
Hello, this is Susan Klapkin. I'm a proud supporter and mentee of Rod Colon. On April 28th, 29th, and 30th, I will be launching my new women's clothing line, Rondina New York, here in Monmouth Junction, New Jersey. Rondina is a New York-based company that creates seasonal collections of knits which are sold only through private showings with a personal wardrobe consultant. The women who love our clothes are everyday heroes who do not have time to shop. They want to relax and find easy, well-made pieces that make them look good and feel even better. This product is not available in any department stores or boutiques, so contact me now for more information at 203-554-1064. Let's have fun shopping.
Own Your Career is underwritten in part by Rod Colon's Consulting. Getting a job has never been easy. Acquiring a job in this economy seems almost impossible, or is it? Rod Colon's Consulting has proven if you treat your career as your business, you would achieve your goal and get the job you most desire. As your personal professional career strategist, Rod will teach you his 7 effective steps to landing a job. That's all, just 7 steps to be working again or transition into a new job or a new career. Acquiring a job today is much different than it was even yesterday. Rod Colon's Consulting will teach you in the business of me and work with you every step of the way to win your race for jobs in the 21st century. Rod's personal career training will turn into a lifetime of earning for you and a peace of mind for your family. For more information about Rod Colon's Consulting on the internet, it's rodcolon.com. That's Rod, R-O-D, Colon, C-O-L-O-N, .com to make your career your business.
Hi, I'm Dawn Schwartz, and I'm the Vice President of Development and Communications for Junior Achievement of New Jersey. We're hosting our annual Latino Professional Community Day on May 28th from 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at First Avenue School in Newark. We're about to reach 1,000 children in one school day, and we can't do it without volunteers. If you're looking to do something special with children, please contact Junior Achievement to volunteer with us for the Latino Professional Community Day on May 28th in Newark. To volunteer with Junior Achievement, please contact Christy Tai at 609-419-0404. Extension 105. You can also email Christy at ctighe at ja.org. Our website is www.janj.org. Help us to empower young people to own their economic success. Thank you.
Time on Monday, April 21st, 2014. This is Rod Colon from Jackson, New Jersey on Blog Talk Radio, online at blogtalkradio.com/ownyourcareer. We're taking your calls at 347-857-3320, 3320. And behind the virtual glass is Wanda Sharif Rodriguez producing our show. Tonight's theme is how to leverage at-will employment as the CEO of me. And I'm sure many are like, ooh, interesting. Never thought about it that way. Well, yeah, it's, you know, when I was on the other side, having individuals sign the document, it was like, you know, it's like an automobile contract. You're like, yeah, let me sign, Where do I sign? But, you know, this is one of the things you're signing. And when folks are saying, look, you know, but, and it's that big but, well, it's you're right and they're right. We just want to make sure that we're all on the same, you know, playing field, right? So once again, we're not covering the legalities, the discriminatory, all these other things that an organization does not have the right to do that, and certainly that's not my sweet spot. It's not my, you know, sub, you know, not going into from that perspective. Just simply from understanding that the organization, you know, doesn't need to say much, and you don't have to say. So let me give you a couple of, for instance, in my past as a human resource professional, did I have to let people go? Yes. Did I do it with a straight face? Absolutely. Did it bother me? Sometimes, especially people that I knew. But it was part of the business. We just had to do it. And you saw individuals crying, emotional, and, you know, I would say, you know, it's for your best interest. Yeah. Organizations were not going to train. They're not going to do additional things. It just wasn't working out. And long term, it was in their best interest to move on with their skill set and what's going on. And we just need to be aware of it so we're making decisions. Many individuals make decisions saying, as they're inside the organization, and they're hearing, they're picking up really good business intelligence that as Me Inc. business owners we should do, both internal and externally, but internally. And they're hearing that a specific business division is potentially going downsizing, lost a lot of money, or there are a lot of issues that are going on. Because typically when I ask an individual, when was the first sign, when was the first signal that you felt that you were in jeopardy? There could be an issue, both across the board and to your area and to your division. And generally, folks are telling me at least a year and sometimes up to 3 years, depending on the industry. And I asked them, well, what did you do? Because I worked harder. Well, what do you mean? I said, I worked harder. I put in more hours. I try to take on more work. When individuals in my team were let go, and I didn't, it was like in sports, like the, you know, the cut. I made the cut. You know? And they felt that, okay, well, I made the cut. That means I have to work harder because other people have left. But, I, you know, they had this badge of honor that I made the cut. And then there was another cut, a second cut, a third cut, a fourth cut, a fifth cut. And eventually, you're not going to make the cut. And it has nothing to do with your skill set. It's just these are the economics of the organization. And you take these warnings, these shots across the bow, as opportunities to, you know, make mid-course corrections, additional education, to network, to talk to people, you know, all various things. And these are things that we talk about on a weekly basis that are critically important because there is no position as guaranteed. Unless it is purely your own business and enterprise, and the guarantee is in your ability to go and produce new clients and bring in the, I mean, that's it. Unless, you know, you have some source of income that's just an annuity, it's residual that's coming in. And very, very few people have access to that. Was moderating a panel the other day, an individual landed. These were all panelists that have landed recently and were kind of sharing their story. And the individual begins to share about how much she really loves this company. I mean, if they can embrace, the embrace was happening right there on the stage. That's how glowingly she was speaking about this role. It is my ideal role. It is exactly what I want to do. It's just perfect. And I let her on, you know, let her just go for a little bit. And I'm like, okay, what's her backup plan? So I asked her, and I felt bad, but I had to share it for the audience standpoint to say, you know, let's say her name was Joanne. Joanne, I'm excited for you. I'm glad, you know, things are going really well. You're really excited, and, you know, things just, like, just beautiful. But I believe in your employment agreement, there was what is called at will. And I shared what I've been sharing today. And she goes, yes, I did. I did sign that. Okay. And let's say they give they execute on that right on you, that they use the at will clause. How do you feel? And the whole body language, everything just kind of stopped right then. I said, you owe it to yourself and certainly to your board of directors to begin a strategic backup plan. You know, just what are you doing? And she didn't really have much of an answer. And I said this, you know, in front of the audience. I said, you know, I'm sorry to be the wet blanket. Or they're the blank with all the ice. But I've seen too many individuals that move into this type of role and they look at an employee with these rose-colored glasses and say, it's a client. It's not more, it's not less. You do the best we can. But we have a fiduciary, which in financial services, we say, you know, a fiduciary responsibility to our board of directors, to our family. And if you're not, it's your right. You don't have to. But what will you say? Because at some point, your number is going to come up. At some point. And the thing is we want to make sure that you execute on the at-will clause before they do, and keeping yourself free. Another individual who I coach said to me, you know, Rod, this whole program, being the CEO of me, is very liberating, very powerful, empowering, but just I feel free. I am working like I've never worked before, but I'm just working just smart. It's not politics. It's just about providing great service, but also knowing, am I providing value? Am I providing valuable service to the organization and what I'm doing? And I'm constantly vigilant about that. Because at the point that I lose sight of value to the organization is I'm in jeopardy. And this is the serious side about being the CEO of Me Inc. And why I take it very, you know, seriously. Because when you work with, as our team has been working with over 200 individuals over the last year, coaching them, we're in the trenches every day. We're hearing the story every day. We're doing the checklist every day. We're being connectors and advocates every day. We have the virtual Kleenex every day. And this is where we owe it, you know, to our board of directors. You're listening to Own Your Career. This is Rod Cologne on Block Talk Radio, online at blocktalkradio.com/ownyourcareer. We're taking your calls at 347-857-3320. We're going to open it up for what call is here, 347-857-3320. I got a couple of emails this week, and then we're going to open it up to mailbag after the break. Our first question here is from Anthony. We'll just keep it at that. Hey, Rod. I hope this finds you well. I'm applying your advice, and it's refreshing to breathe new life into my cover letter, T-letter, and resume. I recently found out some information about my family that is requiring me to take my job search a lot more seriously. Almost like a second full-time job is this Me Inc. business. I'm currently working at an organization, have a good experience, but the pay is not so good. On that note, I was wondering if you had any advice when someone is applying to a company where they don't have a first, second, third, or even a fourth contact. I'm reading your book now, so I may not have gotten to that part of the book. So I'm taking it, Anthony, that when you're talking about first, second, third, or even a fourth contact, that we can look at it from two ways, either level one, level two on LinkedIn, or when we talk about in our checklist. And for those who don't have a copy of my checklist, just email me at rod@rodcolone.com, which is part of our seven-step process, but now much more in detail. So we're going to cover, Anthony, if it's level one, level two. The reason we don't go for level three is that it's a connector, someone you know, to someone you don't know, to someone you don't know. And we like to leave this to simply people you know and who they know. So it's level ones, level twos. So if your remark here is about level threes and fours, I'm not sure we're referring to fours, but keep your search to level ones and level twos. If you're referring to that in our checklist, we look for three HR advocates inside a company, and we look for seven business advocates inside the department or who are associated somehow to that department inside the company that you're looking for, that there's a 70% or better match, then we're looking for seven. If you don't have any business advocates, okay, then we submit to the black hole, and we move on to the next opening. That would be the purpose. So when we look at LinkedIn, level one, level two, if you don't have any level one or level twos in HR or in the business using the keywords and all that, then go on ahead and submit to the black hole and move on to the next opening, to the next client. Right. If it's related to the seven advocates, business advocates, what you want to do there specifically is, you know, if you don't have any, there's really nothing more you can do. All right, but I don't use level three advocates, and generally I don't use group members as well. It's just sometimes difficult to find unless you find, you know, once again, everything that I say, use it with a filter, right? It's like a buffet. Some things I say you could absolutely relate to and address immediately and run with it. There are other things that I share, you're going to look at it almost like looking at the label, ooh, too many calories, too much salt, too much this, maybe later, right? And there's some other things to say, no, that's for Rod, that's not for me, and that's okay. We're certainly not building robots here. This is about being the best Me Inc. business owner, right? Got the Adrian here, and her question is, in September 2012, I broke my ankle from a fall. By January of 2013, I was able to work from home by updating documentation for multiple projects and coordinate conference call meetings. This was a consulting job where I traveled before the injury. I'm now looking for another project job here in New Jersey. I am finally walking well and feeling good. Well, congratulations, Adrian, on that. I want to know your feelings about a project manager who decides to look for a project coordinator work for health reasons. This is not a concern that I want to share with an employer. What I'm trying to accomplish is take a lesser role to make sure that I can handle full-time work on my feet again and continue physical therapy through the fall of 2014. In my mind, this approach allows me to make any adjustments I may need to complete my recovery, build confidence, and finish up some training that is also key to moving forward in my career. Trauma wasn't impacting your self-confidence. I feel this approach is best. Yeah, I, Adrian, I would agree with you. I like the premise, but let's think of it more from a business perspective, right? In business, right? So, for instance, I'm a motivational speaker. I'm a career coach, blogger, author, radio show host. There are multiple services that I can provide, panelists, moderators, you know, there are many things. So you as a project manager is one service, one level of service that you provide, and as a project coordinator is another service that you provide. Okay? I was speaking today with an electrician, And we were talking about him putting in some circuit boards and circuit breakers, but also about putting in a new frame for a light and all, just kind of electrical, but kind of different parts. And that's the way I look at it. You have different skill sets. So I wouldn't look at it as from a personal standpoint. I could see, well, you know, I want to take a step down to and exactly what you wrote. But in my mindset, I'm not thinking that way. I'm thinking it's another service I provide. It's one that I want to provide now. And because when I interview, I'm going to be thinking and interviewing that, no, it's like no big deal. This is what I do. Because if I ask you a question, well, why would you go from this to this? Immediately you're going to be, you know, doing the moonwalk, backpedaling as to, yeah, you know, and you don't want to get into your health issues, right? So you start spinning it in a personal way. Well, you know, and you're just not as solid in your answers to your questions. By thinking more of being the CEO of me, you're now saying, oh, no, not at all. This is something you're like just so ready, so set about being a project coordinator. So I'm in agreement with you 100%. I would like for you to change the mindset that it's not a negative at all. It's just another part of your business, right? So hopefully that helped, Adrian. And when we come back, we're going to bring Wanda on to go into the mailbag section with me. We have a whole bunch of different questions and a nice story that I have of someone who is a mature professional and has changed gears and is doing great work in education. We'll be right back.
Your future customers are searching online for your product or service right now. What will they find? Will they find you? Chatterbug Media is an internet marketing agency that gets you noticed online. From mobile responsive websites, to search engine optimization, to social media, to content marketing, we can help. Call Chatterbug Media at 321-236-BUZZ. That's 321-236-2899. Or visit us online at chatterbuzzmedia.com.
Hello, this is Susan Klapkin. I'm a proud supporter and mentee of Rod Cologne. On April 28th, 29th, and 30th, I will be launching my new women's clothing line, Rondina New York, here in Monmouth Junction, New Jersey. Rondina is a New York-based company that creates seasonal collections of knits, which are sold only through private showings with a personal wardrobe consultant. The women who love our clothes are everyday heroes who do not have time to shop. They want to relax and find easy, well-made pieces that make them look good and feel even better. This product is not available in any department stores or boutiques, so contact me now for more information at 203-554-1064. Let's have fun shopping.
Own Your Career is underwritten in part by Rod Cologne's Consulting. Getting a job has never been easy. Acquiring a job in this economy seems almost impossible, or is it? Rod Cologne's Consulting has proven if you treat your career as your business, you would achieve your goal and get the job you most desire. As your personal professional career strategist, Rod will teach you his 7 effective steps to landing a job. That's all, just 7 steps to be working again or transition into a new job or new career. Acquiring a job today is much different than it was even yesterday. Rod Cologne's Consulting will teach you in the business of me and work with you every step of the way to win your race for jobs in the 21st century. Rod's personal career training would turn into a lifetime of earning for you and a peace of mind for your family. For more information about Rod Cologne's Consulting on the internet, it's rodcologne.com. That's Rod, R-O-D, Cologne, C-O-L-O-N, .com to make your career your business.
Hi, I'm Dawn Schwartz, and I'm the Vice President of Development and Communications for Junior Achievement of New Jersey. We're hosting our annual Latino Professional Community Day on May 28th from 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at First Avenue School in Newark. We're about to reach 1,000 children in one school day, and we can't do it without volunteers. If you're looking to do something special with children, please contact Junior Achievement to volunteer with us for the Latino Professional Community Day on May 28th in Newark. To volunteer with Junior Achievement, please contact Christy Tai at 609-419-0404, extension 105. You can also email Christy at ctighe@ja.org. Our website is www.janj.org. Help us to empower young people to own their economic success. Thank you.
Career. This is Rod Colon online on blogtalkradio.com/ownyourcareer. We're taking your calls at 347-857-3320. That's 347-857-3320. Behind the virtual glass is Wanda Sharif Rodriguez producing our show. You know, one of the nice things about what we do is we get some nice emails and some nice stories. Here's a gentleman, John Christian. Someone in the network for many years, and wrote the following. For the past 3 years, I have been teaching at a local middle school after getting certified for K-5 and middle school science. I am now teaching CSI forensic science to eighth graders. This is a new course for the school district. Although the daily challenge from teaching middle school is exactly that challenging, I found it that it gets home every day, exhausted but invigorated, and he's very excited. Not bad for the oldest teacher in the school. And, you know, I know John well, went through quite a bit, and that he is feeling this way about giving back, and I am just so excited for him, and that he was able to create a backup plan, and one that he loves and is enjoying, and so... A big congratulations to John Christian and his work that he's doing there with the eighth graders, and certainly would love to spend a little time with those eighth graders as well in forensic science and helping them to kind of get ready to own their career, so which is great stuff. We also have Anthony on the line. Welcome, Anthony, to Own Your Career. What is your question or comment for us this evening?
Oh, thank you for taking the call. I'm so glad for this program, because this is the same epiphany that I had when I first found the show, was that, you know, it's almost like there's a pipeline. You know, you go from, you know, the person grows up, they go to school, and then they go to work. And you know, I would imagine a person could work their whole life and never really come to this, the conclusions that you've come to, that, yeah, in fact, that you are providing a business, a service, and because, you know, you can just go through school and then just somehow switch from job to job and just get so caught up in living that you sort of almost forget that, you know, until you're severely out unemployed for a long time, you can just get caught up in that whole lifestyle of just, you know, waking up and going out to work, and just like you were doing that when you were in your childhood years, you know. And
sure.
So I wanted to thank you so much for this.
Yeah, no, Anthony, thank you so much. You know, what's interesting is that in the 20th century, it worked really well. I mean, with the, you know, Industrial Revolution and companies and labor and all, I mean, we had a good run. There was a good run. When I traveled to specifically Asia, right, there were, and I'll leave it to specifically the Philippines, right? I met many individuals that worked a full-time job, then went to a part-time job, and sold stuff on the side just to make ends meet. And people say, well, Rod, you know, U.S. and the Philippines, it's different, and it's just, come on, Rod. You know, I said, no, it's just think about it. Things are outsourced, things are moving, things are whatever, and it's just not the same. A lot of our work is no longer available here, and they're not coming back. So we need to change. You know, currently the book, The World is Flat, right, by Tom Friedman, right? The Startup of You by Reid Hoffman talks to, and there's so many other talks to this point. And as I'm seeing this transition over the years from HR to now being in my own business and what I've been sharing, it's that people, I mean, it was that it was just one individual at home worked. Now, then two. Now it's both are working and someone has an additional or someone is doing something extra or they have to minimize expenses because they no longer can meet or they get into high debt. It's just, it's what I have seen in other parts of the world. And what I'm saying is we're simply catching up to the rest of the world is the way I'm looking at it. So, Anthony, thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate the comments. And we're here every Monday, and we'll continue to be here as long as I have breath, air in my lungs to share about being the CEO of me. Thanks again, Anthony, for calling in. You're listening to Own Your Career. This is Rod Colon on Blog Talk Radio, online at blogtalkradio.com/Own Your Career. Taking your calls at 347-857-3320. And on the line we have Rod from Brooklyn. Go on ahead, Rod. Welcome to Own Your Career.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you very much for having me. How are you?
We're doing great, Rod.
Great. I just have one question. I got waitlisted for a job I want, and it's in a hospital. But the problem is just that I don't know which opening they would, like, give me, would present itself, which opening would, like, basically open up. There are a lot of things, like, from research to patient care, but what if something's open up that I think that I would not be able to do? Should I, like, let them know, or how do I even go about something like that? Because I don't want to lose the opportunity itself.
Okay. Well, yeah. Great question, and we're going to dissect this a little bit as we're talking to healthcare here. So
yes. Okay.
The terminology waitlisted is a little different. I mean, I have not heard of it. I hear of it more about in being waitlisted on a class or a school or something like that. But let's think of it from I'm seeing it as if you're in a pool of qualified candidates for a pool of opportunities, right? So if I'm in your position, I'm going to leverage my network to get some really good business intelligence about what's going on inside and what I should do. So go on LinkedIn, level one, level two, and see who do you know that's working inside the organization that you can ask them not to move your resume anywhere, not to speak to a manager on your behalf, just what's going on? What does this typically mean? What is waitlist? What if I'm in a role, they put me in a role that's not of my strength? You know, is that good? Will they train me in it? Will they not? You know, so these are things that you have to uncover. Is this part of the school you belong to, some type of a program that they have with them?
No, I applied for like a job, for a summer job. Actually, it's a volunteer thing. And they basically sent me an email saying that they don't have space right now, but I'm on the wait list. And basically what it says, what it means is that if a position opens, when a position opens, they'll tell me. But my concern is that what if the wrong position opens and I can't do the job? I don't want to lose the opportunity altogether.
Well, as a volunteer, I don't think they'll ever put you in a position that you're not going to be able to do, right? And they're going to view it that either you have the skill or some of the skills, but they'll train you on the rest because as a volunteer, you know, they run the risk, right? So they want to make sure that you're going to be run. So they may see that you have the aptitude and that you can pick it up and learn. So I would go into this very positively, very open. I wouldn't be in a – but I certainly would want to talk to individuals inside the hospital, the facility, to get as much information as possible as to how I can best prepare. But since it's volunteer, I mean, for me, thinking of volunteers, I'm looking for best, you know, just individual, both from a soft skill, culture, character, quality, you know, their background, their skill set, their coursework. It may not be perfect for the role, but if I believe you can do it with some training, you don't have to have the perfect skill set. So I wouldn't worry about that too much.
Oh, all right. That's good.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, my pleasure. Uh-huh. Thanks for calling in.
Great. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Like your name, too. Nice name.
Thank you.
You're listening to Own Your Career. This is Rod Colon on Block Talk Radio, online at blocktalkradio.com/ownyourcareer. We're going to bring in Wanda now to continue with the mailbag portion of the program. Welcome, Wanda.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. Any questions in the mailbag for us today?
Yes. Actually, today we have Lisette from New Jersey, who was writing in about it's regarding looking for a referral inside an organization. So if you do not find that that referral and you know the name of the hiring manager for the position, is it a good idea to contact the hiring manager just explaining your credentials and your value proposition? Is that appropriate to go straight for the hiring manager instead of going through that referral if you can't find the referral?
Good question, Lizette. So here we're looking at it from a business standpoint, where what you're looking to do is a cold call. So in business, do businesses do cold calls? Absolutely. Matter of fact, I get about 10 cold calls every day on my phone as I'm working here. So, but that's exactly how they're going to feel, right? So when you get a call selling you energy or new telecom or whatever, you kind of, oh, I picked up the freaking phone. Why did I pick up the phone? So there's going to be some sense, because exactly what are you going to say to that person? So I'm thinking about, okay, so I'm going to call up the manager. The manager is Wanda. Oh, I got Wanda's information. Hi, Wanda, this is Rod Colon. And you're going to, Rod who? Do I know you? Where are you from? So you have to have a real tight script in making this cold call. So, hi, Wanda, this is Rod Colon. We haven't met yet, but there's a great opportunity that you have that I am really a quality fit. You're looking for XXXX, so I summarized the position really well. And over the last 7 years, I've done this, 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 and this. What should be my next step? Would be somewhat, you know, extemporaneously what my cold call would sound like, something like that. So I have to grab Wanda's attention quick, tell her she doesn't know me, so she's not like, you know, in her mind saying, who the heck is this person? And saying you have a wonderful opportunity that, and summarizing it really well. Once I summarize the position quickly to say, yep, I know the spot, and then the person wanders and I say, okay, and over the last 6 years I've done this, this, and this, and this with this result, Wanda, what should be my next step? That's a conceivable way of which, I mean, in the past I've done it, that I would do that. But before I do that, which is the cold call, I absolutely want to leverage my referrals. So if you have a level one, absolutely use it. If you have a level two, through a level one, you want to use that route. Now remember, most individuals, and this is kind of where I separate myself in coaching technique from most everyone else, which is I'm not interested in speaking to the manager. I have no interest in speaking to the manager until I get to the interview. I'm interested in getting a lot of great business intelligence. And that business intelligence is telling me all about the managers, telling me all about the company, all about the group, all about what they look for, about the interview questions that they have. I mean, it's true business intelligence. And I look for it from the business standpoint, and I look at it from the HR standpoint. That's what we look for, an HR advocate who can guide us through the entire HR process, is giving us good business intel. Now, if I don't have access to business or HR advocates, and the only option I have is to cold call the manager, I'll cold call the manager, but I want to make sure that I've done everything I could before I do the cold call. Great question, Lizette.
You know, Rod, Lisette has another good question referring to recruiters. How do you utilize the recruiters? Like, especially since they're not working for the organization, but they're like basically an agency trying to get you opportunity within the organization, could be as a consulting or as a temporary position. But how do you utilize these recruiters, or can you?
Okay, so let me make sure we have the right. This is not the outsourced HR recruiter that is part of the company, but it's a consultant for the company. This is your straight contingency agency?
Agencies, basically agencies, yes.
Okay, so you have, for Lizette, there's an actual show that I have on using recruiters, right? Leveraging recruiters. So you certainly want to listen to that show. The key is that for most professionals, you have contingency recruiters, which do full-time placement, and you have consulting agencies that place you into an organization, and you work for the contractor, and they invoice the client, the end client. Then they take a part of the fee and give you probably somewhere between 60 and 80% of that fee that they collect from the firm. And that's consulting. Okay? So how do we best leverage them? One is we want to have in our network 5 really good permanent full-time placement agencies who do place in my space and in my industry. And it may take you 30 to 40 firms to find 5 really good ones where you have good, you know, a good contact. And most of the times, you're going to get these individuals through your network. People who do what you do and hire what you do can tell you through good business intelligence who are the best agencies out there. And I do the same for consultant recruiting. I look for 5 really good, you know, consulting agencies that are out there that are reputable, that are working with the organization, and they, once again, will come through my business intelligence. How I leverage them is that sometimes it's through my network that I will be reaching out to them, but many times these are individuals who are going to be reaching out to you because they've either found you on the Internet or LinkedIn or some type of program. And when they call you, it's almost like, you know, hi, Rod, you know, this is Joe from ABC Recruiting. Great. You need to be able and comfortable that at your desk to have some questions to ask them. You know, tell me, how long have you worked with this firm? You know, have you made any placements in my role? Is my skill set something that you typically place? So you want to have that back and forth conversation and this sense of trust with that agent. They're going to ask you a lot of questions about your background, and you equally, as a business owner, knowing who's going to be partnering with you, you should be able to comfortably ask them questions about themselves, who their manager is, their contact information, how long have they worked. Be very comfortable in asking that. When they hesitate to answer those questions, then be on guard. Be reserved on that. Thanks, Wanda.
Hello,
and thanks, Lisette, for that question. Yes, go on ahead.
Just to add to that, just a little bit of from what I've experienced, when with some of the recruiters, if you establish a good rapport with them, they will probably even refer you to another position if it's a temporary position and the position contract has ended. They would, if you establish a good rapport with them, they will look for another position for you. Or if you establish a good rapport with the client and the client gives a good feedback on your work, they can also offer your goods and services, your services, to another client.
Absolutely. Great point, Wanda. I mean, what we're looking at here is both full-time and contract is about representing great individuals, great assets, and the fee.
Exactly.
And if they determine that your quality and your background is of value to them as an organization, they will look to represent you in multiple places because they certainly have someone who is of value and they want to generate a profit.
Exactly.
Wanda, thank you so much. Really appreciate it, your efforts and everything that you do behind the scenes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, that's a wrap. That's another week of Own Your Career. To find out more information on how to own your career, visit my website on rod@rodcologne.com. I'd love to hear from you. During the week, you can email me at any time at rod@rodcologne.com. I appreciate you, our listeners, especially those who took the time to email and call in with their questions. I know how difficult it is to own your career. Thank you for listening in. Thanks again to Wanda for producing our show tonight. Couldn't have done it without you. Appreciate your help. God bless you. Keep the faith and networking. I always say keep networking alive. Just don't give up on that. Until next week, this is Rod Cologne with Own Your Career.